Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Brethren, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree," that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. Next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Therefore order the sepulchre to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." On this day, we commemorate Great and Holy Friday. When Friday dawned, Christ was sent bound from Caiaphas to Pontius Pilate, who was then governor of Judea. Pilate interrogated him in many ways and once and again acknowledged that he was innocent, but to please the Jews, he later passed the sentence of death against him. After scourging the Lord of all as though he were a runaway slave, he surrendered him to be crucified. Thus the Lord Jesus was handed over to the soldiers, was stripped of his garments, was clothed in a purple robe, was crowned with a wreath of thorns, had a reed placed in his hand as though it was a scepter, was bowed before in mockery, was spat upon, and was buffeted in the face and on the head. About the third hour he was crucified between two thieves. Although both blasphemed him at the first, the thief at his right hand repented and said, "Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom," to which our Savior answered, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." About the ninth hour he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "It is finished." Even lifeless creation mourned the death of the Master, and it trembled and was altered out of fear. Yet even though the Maker of creation was already dead, they pierced him in his immaculate side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Finally, at about the setting of the sun, Joseph of Arimathea came with Nicodemus. Both of them had been secret disciples of Jesus. And they took down the all-holy body of the teacher from the cross and anointed it with aromatic spices and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. When they had buried him in a new tomb, they rolled a great stone over its entrance. Such are the dread and saving sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ commemorated today, and in remembrance of them we have received the apostolic commandment that a fast be observed every Friday. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.